From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Actor Tony Curtis is dead. He was 85. Curtis died of cardiac arrest at his home in the Las Vegas area. Curtis appeared in more than 140 major films, including the comedy classic Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe.
Would you mind moving just a little, please? You're blocking my view.
Your view of what?
They run up a red and white flag on the yacht when it's time for cocktail.
You own a yacht? Which one is it? The big one?
Certainly not. With all the unrest in the world, I don't think anybody should have a yacht that sleeps more than 12.
Curtis was nominated for an Oscar for his role in the 1958 film The Defiant Ones, where he played a white racist escapee handcuffed to an African-American escapee. He also later became a painter, with some of his canvases selling for as much as $20,000. The House, in a late-night session, has passed and sent to the President a stopgap spending bill to prevent a government shutdown and keep federal agencies operating into the new fiscal year that begins tomorrow. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports the bill only provides funding until December.
It means that lawmakers will have to come back after the midterm elections to extend funding again or pass one big package of spending bills to fund the government into next year. South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint tried and failed to get support for an amendment that would extend the measure into February instead.
There's no reason we should fund the government only to the lame duck. We need to wait till we have a new Congress and the dust settles after the election.
The spending funds the government at current levels and extends authorizations for programs in the Department of Defense, border security, child welfare programs, and more. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Authorities in Pakistan are blocking NATO trucks from entering Afghanistan along a supply route that's vital to U.S. and other coalition troops fighting there. The move follows an early morning NATO airstrike. Quill Lawrence says killed three Pakistani border security guards.
A U.S. military spokesman said that around dawn, NATO soldiers spotted a group they believed to be insurgents after taking fire along the border in eastern Paktia province. A helicopter then attacked the position, which soldiers believed was inside Afghan territory. Earlier this week, U.S. helicopters made multiple attacks across the border, drawing condemnation from Islamabad. U.S. officials have long complained that Pakistan doesn't do enough to stop insurgents from entering Afghanistan. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Heavy rains are drenching parts of the East Coast today. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry says the downpours are the result of the remnants of Tropical Storm Nicole interacting with another system.
Before it's all said and done, there'll be a few places from the Carolinas through Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and into New England that could receive 4 to 6 inches of rain and maybe even some isolated heavier amounts than that.
Flood watches are in effect in a number of states, including North Carolina. This is NPR News. J.P. Morgan Chase is freezing foreclosures on mortgages it holds in about half of the country so it can review documents that may contain errors. The move will affect about 56,000 borrowers. At issue are allegedly forged paperwork and signatures being used by some homeowners to try to overturn foreclosure notices. In Ireland, the cost of rescuing the country's banks is soaring. The central bank there now says bailing out the Anglo-Irish bank could cost up to $46 billion in a worst-case scenario. NPR's Philip Reeves says the country faces a massive deficit.
Ireland's public spending deficit will this year be 32% of GDP as it pumps money into its stricken banking system. The bank in by far the worst trouble is Anglo-Irish. Ireland's central bank's new figure for bailing out Anglo-Irish, $46 billion worst case, is considerably higher than previous estimates. Times are already hard in Ireland. Unemployment's nearly 14%. The government's cost of borrowing's been soaring. The economy's shrinking. Ireland's finance minister, Brian Lenehan, says Anglo-Irish must be saved. He told the Financial Times the bank's failure would, quote, bring down the country. The government will now draw up new deficit-slashing budget plans. As for borrowing, it says it doesn't have to for now, as it's got the bills covered through to the middle of next year. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
The Department of Homeland Security has been conducting cybersecurity exercises in Washington this week. Phil Reitinger says even home computer users should take basic steps to protect against cybercrimes.
Keep your computer up to date. Don't open attachments in email from people you don't know. Be careful when you're surfing.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.